Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamas Ayin Aleph from a base. We're holding on Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, 15 lines on the bottom. Boi Rav Chama Bar Okfa. He asked the Shai Lekaton Aro Mahu Lesucha B'Shamut Shal Truma. A Katon, who's less than 8 days old, are you allowed to anoint him with Truma oil? Sicha is Kishtia. So an Aro is not allowed to eat Truma, so maybe a Katon Aro is also not allowed to eat Truma. Now, there's enough Kamina from eating Truma, because he's so little, he's not eating anyways, but maybe you cannot anoint him with Shemit with oil, with Truma oil. Says the Gemara, Arayu Shalei Bizmana Ma'akva Le'Ma'akva, is the fact that he's an Aro, but it's not yet his 8th day, is that Ma'akev or not? So I'm Rav Zeir Tashma, bring your right from Karban Pesach. It says, Ein li ela mila zacharav b'shas asiya, v'avada b'shas achila. I only know from the psukim, when you learn the psukim, pasha b'shah, so it sounds like by sons, a person's son has to have a b'smila, and then he could shech to Karban Pesach. That's the lashon of the Torah. And by avadim, it says that the person's eved has to have a mila, and then he could eat from the Karban Pesach. So clearly a son's mila is ma'akiv the shechita, and an eved's mila is ma'akiv the achila. Minayin litin as the amr shalzeh b'zeveth, amr shalzeh b'zeh. How do I know to mix the lines? And to say that by a son, even if he's not an Aro B'Shas Teshchita, if he's an Aro B'Shas Achila, so that's Ma'akev, and by an Eved, the reverse, says the Gemara, because Tamalei Meraz Oz L'Gzeir Shavu, we have Gzeir Shavu of Oz, Yikrav La'Saisai, and Oz Yechal Bai, by the Pasuk of Ben, and the Pasuk of Eved, which tells me to merge the lines. Now, Bisham Avadav Mishkach Asla, Disneu B'Shas Achila, Visneu B'Shas Asiya. Now, when it comes to just the practical, how do you have such a case of an Eved, that is, not an Aro, he's not problematic, B'Shas Teshchita, and then all of a sudden, b'shas ta'achila became problematic. I get you how you can have such a case. Could go in the zavninu beni beni. You only bought him as an eved in between. Elazacharav this neiu b'shas ta'achila. This neiu b'shas ta'asiya. Ichimish gachasla. But how do you have a son that is a problem of arelus b'shas ta'achila? Yet he wasn't the problem b'shas. The Hakrava, how do you have such a case? Says the Gemara, Lav de Siyalud Bein Asiyah L'Achila. Wouldn't be the case be that he was born at that time? In which case, what do you see? That it's Ma'akiv for the Achila of the Karban Pesach. So Shema Mina, Arelus Shlei Bezmana, Havi Arelus. You would see that the Arelus, even though it's not in its technically, it's not his time yet to get a bris mila, even that it's still called that the child's an aro with all of its nafkaminas. To which the Gemara says, Amarava, no, it can't be. But Tisra, you really think that that's pshat in the drasha, that's the pshat in the brisa, but that's the pasuk? Could that really be what the pasuk's referring to? But it can't be. Says the Gemara, Amarava, Tisra, look at the lashon of the pasuk. The lashon of the pasuk is, Himo leiko zachar, Amarachmana, va'az yikrav la'asayisay. The Torah says, give a mila to your sons, and then you could go ahead and you could shech the karma pesach. Now, the Torah is clearly giving instructions to a person that he has to first give his son the bris mila, and then he could shecht it. V'hayla bar mihalahu. But it can't be talking about a person who has a son that's less than 8 days old, because the Torah wouldn't tell him, give your son the bris mila, because he's not a bar mila. So Ella says, Rava, hachim ma'iskinon, says Rava, they're here, what's the pasuk talking about? What's the brisa discussing? Kigon sheshechal tzasa ichama. He had a fever, and the fever went away. It went away right before the Achilas Karban Pesach. Well, says the Gemara, V'nesiv Lekol Shiva. If you just got better then, so then you should have to wait 7 days. You can't get the bris mila for 7 days. Damar Shmuel, Chotetz Lecham V'nesiv Lekol Shiva. If a baby has a fever, you don't give him a bris mila until you wait 7 days. So says the Gemara, Nechanami, Davidin Lekol Shiva. We gave him 7 days, and the 7 days ended right now, right before the Shas Achila. Says the Gemara, V'nimahali Mitzafra. It doesn't end in the afternoon, it ends by the morning. So, she's like a bris, always is in the morning. So to this, so maybe he should have gotten the bris mila already by the morning, and if so, already by the shechita, he's considered an aro. Says the Gemara, Be'inan me'eis le'eis. No, because it has to be me'eis le'eis, so it could be that he only got better on a Wednesday at 4 in the afternoon. So the next Wednesday, it's true, he could bring the Karban Pesach, but at the same time, he'll have to wait until 4 in the afternoon. So that's how you can have it, that he's an aro, and he's problematic, b'shas ta'achilo, even though he was not problematic, b'shas the shechita. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Vatani Luda, Yem Havrasik Yem Havaldo, Hivaldo, how can you tell me that you have to wait Meis Leis? Luda taught that the day he gets better is like the day he's born. So my love, my Yem Hivaldo, Loi Bina Meis Leis, Afim Havrasu, Loi Bina Meis Leis. Luchara means that you don't need to wait Meis Leis, to which the Gemara says, Loi Adifim Havrasu, Yem Hivaldo. That really, Loi Lam, the day he gets better is treated in a certain sense even greater than the day that he is born, and that he has to wait Meis Leis. And really, it's not an exact comparison. Like the Gemara speaks out, after by getting better, that's when he needs to weigh Eis Leis. Al-Kapanim, that was all Rav's teretz to explain the braisa. Rav Papa Amar, going to Kalev Le'ene. We're talking about a child with an eye ache, Liyanuka, V'ispach Meini Beini, and got better right at that time, right before the Achilus Karim Pesach, and therefore he was only problematic B'Shas the Achila. And this, when it's just a minor ache, so then there's no need to wait 7 days. Rav Amar, going to Shahayu Ave, V'imay Chavushim V'Veis Asura, and the parents were in jail, so B'Shas the Shechita, they were unable to give her Bismila. It's only now at the Shas, at the Shas Achilo, that's when it's problematic. Rav Kahana Breid, Rav Nechemi Amar, Kigain Tumtum Shenikram Venimsa Zachar Beni Beni. We could be talking about a Tumtum who wasn't known if he was a male, and then, right before the Shas Achila, it got torn, the area that was covering his Makim Erva, and it was discovered that he was a Zachar, that he was an Aro. Rav Shraya Amar Kain Shahitzi Raishe Chutzal Prozdar. He was already born, his head left from his mother, and then he went back in. So that's the, and then he was only born 8 days later. He only came out again 8 days later. Now really that's already the 8th day, because as soon as his head came out, we consider that to be the Shas that he was born. Yet still you have to wait 8 days. He was in the mother's stomach and he didn't come out until after the Shechitas Karban Pesach. That could be the case. Now ask the Gemara, just a practical thing, Michai, could that really be the case? Could the child live once he's born and then he goes back into his mother for such a long period of time, especially? But time we learned in the Braisa that Kevin Chiatzal Avra Ilam, as soon as a baby is born, so Niftach Asasov and Nistam Apas. Things that are closed are opened, and things that are open are closed. So Shemali came, because if not, so Ein Yachol Achayis, a person wouldn't be able to live Afilu Shachas. So if so, if that's the case, so ask the Gemara, how could he live in such a case where he left the prozor and then came back in? Says the Gemara, there was someone who had a fever, and the fever gave him nourishment. Well, Isha said, the man who had the fever, that the child had the fever, he has to wait another 7 days, even after he comes out. Rather, it must be his mother's fever fed him. And that could be the case. Or it could be that a child can't live in such a way, is only if he doesn't cry. But if he cries, then he could live. I'm Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Bina, that Aro Mekabel Hazah. And Aro is able to be Mekabel Hazah. She came at Tinabab Seinu, she could blow Hazah Kashin Arelim. Like we find that our forefathers, they, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, so they were Mekabel Hazah, even though they were Arelim. And how do I know that? Shenever, because the Pasuk says that Va'am Ulai Mahi, it says Va'am Olam in the Yardin, Ba'asa Lachadish Arishain, that Klaisel only came into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua on the 10th day of Nisan. Now, Ba'asar Ulai Mihili, on that day they definitely did not have Bris Mila, Mishum Chol Ashes to Archa, because it was weak from traveling on the road. We'll see later, in the Midbar, they did not give themselves a Bris Mila. So, Hazah Imas Avid Luhu, so when did they do the Hazah? They were all Tamei Meis, they just buried their fathers in the Midbar. So they were all Tamei Meis. Now when did they do the Hazah? How were they able to bring a Karban Pesach? So, says the Gemara, Lav Kishen Arelim, Luchar, the only way they answer that up is to say that at least the day three of their Hazah was while they were Arelim. So says the Gemara, no, V'damole Abba Pesach Klal, maybe they just didn't bring Karban Pesach that year. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be, Lai, the Chesiv V'asu V'yasu Es HaPesach, that they didn't bring a Karban Pesach. Mask Gemara Zutra, V'damole Pesach Abba B'tomahaya, but who says that it follows the regular dins of Tahara? Maybe they were Taka all Tameh, but since everyone was Tameh, they were able to bring the Karban Pesach. Some of the Rabashi, Tanya Behedya, Malu V'tavu V'asu Pesachayim B'tahara. No, we learned in the Braisa Lehedya that they did bring a Karban Pesach and they brought it B'tahara, so that's the Raya, that's the raya, must be that an aral is mekabel hazah, just like Avisenu, they were Arelim and they were mekabel their hazah.